Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Steve and Chris. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
We have a kind of wonky schedule, and so Chris Sharpie and Lauren are not joining us tonight. So it's just the three of us. We are all here.
Are they on vacation together or something? Is there something
probably.
I don't know?
No, no, it's because we're recording on Saturday night.
I know.
Yeah.
And everyone else is... It's strange.
I think Chris Sharps is actually at Hilton Head Island.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren's at a party.
Ah.
She does that.
Yes. She has a very active social schedule, unlike loser me.
That's good.
So
it's just the three of us tonight, but what we're going to discuss, Chris just got back yesterday from her Orlando
night.
Trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit Disney and you hit Universal.
Yes.
Today we are going to talk about Chris's trip, both Disney and Universal, and we can kind of speak to the whole Universal aspect because we've been there recently as well. And just an overall comparison, Disney versus Universal. What's your impression?
My impression is that Universal is generally, I think it's more appealing to sort of tweens, teens, and 20-somethings. And you can really tell that from the crowds.
Yeah
it's definitely got to be an older, you're not going to take your six-year-old there. I mean, absolutely you could, but I think the rides are a higher caliber, height restrictions.
They look scary.
Fear factor.
Yeah. From my position on the ground.
Were you able to ride anything?
Oh, heck no. I did go on the train that goes between Hogwarts and Diagon Alley, which was fantastic. It was amazing. Like, I was, because I didn't look at any of the stuff online, really, except Mouse Steps had some pictures, but it's hard to get context with just pictures. And so I got on the train, and it was less than 10 minutes to get on there because the parks weren't really crowded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I got on there, and I was, you know, you'll sit in a car with like a group of people, like maybe six people. And there was a baby on there. He was very cute. And all of a sudden you start going and you see these scenes, but there's an even bigger surprise behind you, which I won't talk about.
Oh, no, don't spoil anything.
Yeah. I just have to, and I don't even want to talk about that much about the train. I will just say that they did a fantastic job over there. Like, I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I've seen, you know, the movies just basically because of the kids, but I haven't read the books, and I thought it was amazing.
Cool.
So you went to Diagon Alley?
I did.
Did you walk around there after you got off the train?
So I got on the train at Diagon Alley, and a funny thing happened while I was over there, and this would have never happened at a Disney park. However, I don't think it's a major thing. But so I get in there, and, you know, I was hungry. And so I said, can I get a butterbeer to this girl who was directly across from the train station? I said, do you have butterbeer around here? She said, what? And I said, butterbeer. And she goes, I don't know what that is. And so the girl next to her said, if you get on the train, you can get it at Hogwarts. And I said, okay. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
She should not be working in Diagon Alley.
No, not really. Although I guess Diagon Alley doesn't have butterbeer. I don't remember from the movies.
Well, right. I'm sorry. She should know what butterbeer is.
But you go into the train station, and if you've ever been in a train station in the UK, it looks exactly like it. I mean, the theming was fantastic. Hmm. Everything in there was wonderful.
They are very good with their details.
I will say one thing I noticed there, that when you get off the train in Hogwarts, you look out and you can see a roller coaster, which would never happen at Disney.
No,
so,
it wouldn't.
So that was kind of, you know, but that's minor. And you go into Hogwarts, and of course, it's as you know, it's amazing. So
it is.
It
really does take you there.
It does.
It's incredible. I can't wait to see Diagon Alley.
Here's the thing I don't like, and you're not going to like this at all, Lisa. It used to be, what was it, $92 you could get into one of the parks, Islands of Adventure, Universal, a one-day pass. Now you're going to pay $139 because they've basically made their one-day admission the most expensive admission in Orlando, because there's absolutely no reason to not have a hopper now, because you kind of need it, because if you want to experience both of it and ride that train, you have to have a hopper. So at least at Disney, I can go to Magic Kingdom for $90 and enjoy myself. Well, $95. Mm. But I can't enjoy Universal Orlando or Islands of Adventure without a park hopper. So it's $139, which is why I ended up buying an annual pass. I think the annual pass was $259. And I know I'll be back there in the next year.
You're 8 hours away now.
Right.
So, and you've got kids. Well, you've got Eric anyway. That's
right.
A really good age for that.
So I didn't, we were going to go there on Thursday, but then I added it up for the, for five people. And of course I had the pass, so I didn't count. And it was like almost $700. I was like, forget that. One of the kids said, let's go to Animal Kingdom. I was like, yes, mommy really wants to go to Animal Kingdom too. Cause I don't know how the math escaped me. Yeah, the math totally escaped me. So
$250, $259?
I think it was $259 for the annual pass.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's so a theming lot. Is cool. Crowds are although, sort of.
I'm sorry. But when you compare that to the annual pass price of a Disney pass, and granted you get four parks and you know, you get a little more
phenomenal.
With Disney. But $250 is honestly not bad for an AP.
$250 is amazing for an annual pass. If you're going to go there, get it because you get 10 or 15% off merchandise and food. Plus, if you are, say you have a family, right? One person buys an annual pass. If you're going for 2 days or more, you get 15% off all of their tickets.
Okay, so you buy one annual pass.
Right, and then you can buy discounted tickets for everyone else.
Can you buy discounted annual passes?
No.
Oh. I was just trying.
Okay, if you can hear this, I am being attacked by a teeny and adorable cat.
Yes, she is a sweetie.
She's very cute, but she's snuffly.
She likes to rub up against the microphones.
Aww.
She's so sweet. She just turned my microphone off.
She's trying to silence you. Silence.
Oh, she did it. Nope, she didn't do it. Okay.
So I think in general, I think it's a great experience. Because not only do you get the two parks, but I mean, City Walk is a lot of fun. Like, I'm not a loud club, restaurant kind of person. I prefer, you know, to be able to talk to people. But I think if you're, you know, 25, City Walk is probably pretty awesome because I would have loved it at 25.
Even it is.
35, to be honest.
Yeah.
So.
They have a lot of 45, new restaurants. 55. They have new restaurants there. They have a new, a new Mexican restaurant that opened up while we were there a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the restaurants aren't, you know, like, I mean, they're not like anything unusual. They're mostly chains, which is always disappointing. I guess some of them were not chains, like the Emerald restaurant and things like that. But
yeah, Emerald's got two restaurants there.
Here's the problem that you run into every single time with clients is a lot of mine will say, so say they've got 6 whole days in Orlando. They'll go, give me a 5-day ticket because I'm going to go to Universal for a day. And then I'll say, no, you're not, because it's $40 for your entire family to go from 5 days to 6 days at Disney. But it's $600 for all of y'all to go to Universal. And then when you do the math, people are like, yeah, never mind. So
yeah, it's hard. So did you stay on property or not?
No, I stayed at Saratoga Springs. And the closest I've really been to a hotel on property is I drove by
that's pretty close.
What is the new place called?
Cabana Bay.
Cabana Bay.
I did, and I sent Steve a text and I said, Cabana Bay is budget looking, and that was it. And he didn't answer me back, but I did send you a text that you may or may not have seen. So anyway.
Well, it'll serve its purpose.
Yeah, I think so. And Jesse, who listens to the show, stayed there and liked it.
He's been there, yeah.
Yeah, so. But y'all stayed at the hotels.
Yeah, we stayed at Portofino.
We stayed at Portofino Bay.
Lowe's Portofino Bay. It was nice. It's what is it? They're 4-star, four
They're
diamond.
They're all four.
Yeah.
Are they
diamond.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, wow. Except Cabana Bay, the three. Portofino Bay, Hard Rock, and
Royal
Pacific.
What's the deal with Hard Rock? You can't give that hotel away. I have had people, nobody will stay there.
Huh.
It's fine. I've stayed there.
You liked it because you're hip.
It's nice.
You're hip and trendy.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
It's it is loud though.
Right.
It's very loud.
It's got a nice pool.
Yeah, it's got a very nice pool.
So did Royal, or what was it?
Portofino Bay.
Portofino Bay had a very nice pool.
Just so you know, when I said hip and trendy, I was being really sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
Like, very sarcastic.
Yes. I think he's kind of tuned you out.
Right. It's hard to tune me out when I'm like 3 feet away. Hi.
No, I mean the wisecracks.
But the but the hotels are very nice.
He's trying.
They're all very nice, and it's kind of like Disneyland. We were talking earlier about how
because they're all right there.
Yeah, they're all right there. There's a boat that takes you right there to the parks, or you can walk to the parks.
You know what I love about their boat system, their little boat launch shuttle taxi service, is each hotel has its own water taxi, so it doesn't stop at the other places.
I didn't know that. That's actually that is a really good idea.
That's a very nice thing.
What kind of transportation do they have from Cabana Bay?
You can walk if you were so inclined.
Do they have buses?
No, but they have water taxis, I believe, but they're at a cost.
Because it's a ways away, right?
I'm going to know more about this. Hopefully, we're going to go down and do some training with Universal at the end of September, and we'll have more information on that and let you know. The whole Cabana Bay experience, we'll get to do an inspection on the whole resort, and it'll be good.
I hope they're not going to make me go to that scary Halloween party.
Well, you have an option. They do have horror nights available if you want, but if you don't want, you don't have to.
Good, I'm not going. I'm going to Disney that night.
No, you're not. You're going. Sorry.
I know I'm not going to the Halloween party.
Yes, you are. Oh, yes.
No. No, I'm absolutely not.
Okay,
seriously.
We'll talk. No. We'll talk on our own time.
No, I will not go. I don't like scary stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Lauren doesn't want to go either.
She's going.
No, we discussed it.
No. I overrule. Anyway. So anyway.
Spooky.
You know what else is kind of cool is Hard Rock. Actually, is it all three resorts? Hotels? Mm-hmm. They're hotels at Universal. They're resorts at Disney. I have to get my verbiage
correct.
Yeah,
those aren't resorts.
Well, they kind of are.
I know. I'm teasing.
I was going to say, they're pretty swanky.
They looked swanky.
Yeah. You seriously didn't.
I had like 2 kid-free hours. And the awesome thing was I was able to drive in, park a million miles away, walk through City Walk, go get an annual pass, which took 3 minutes, and get to the end of, get into Diagon Alley, and then go and do everything I wanted to do in 2 hours.
Wow.
Because that's all I had. I had a furlough from the children.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That works. But I was going to say they have rickshaws.
Get out. Okay, that's not
well. Kind
thing.
Of. They're bikes with,
yeah,
passenger room, and there's these guys, and they just work off of tips, and they're the nicest guys, and they just hang out at the at the hotels and also at the park entrance. You know, depends on what they just did, and they just take you one way, and it's all based on tips. And
do they even take you to the parking lot?
I don't know about that. I doubt it. I think this is just from
the hotels to the park and back. Okay.
They take you to the security check, which is right outside of Universal Studios, not Islands. So, yeah, but they're really nice, and don't be afraid to use them. They do a great job, and they enjoy the exercise, and they appreciate the tips. So, we ended up getting, because we had the stroller and we had the 2 girls, so there's no point. You have a stroller, and the girls were like, come on, please, we want to take this. So we got 2 of them. The girls rode in one with the stroller, and then we rode in another one, and they took us.
Okay, so what did you think about your hotel? Because I knew there were some issues with the wet bar. Is that what's called, the wet bar? No, it's the mini bar. I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's the fridge.
Yeah, the fridge. They have sensors in the fridge for all the things that are in there. So everything has to be where it belongs. And if you take something out of its place for more than 6 or 7 minutes, I think it is, it's a set amount of time, it will automatically charge you, even
that's
if
ridiculous.
You put it back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is.
Sometimes I just like to take a bottle out of the fridge and stare at it. For like three
no,
or four
well,
minutes.
What I know it sounds stupid. Why would you take something out if you didn't intend to,
no,
to drink it? But I like to empty the fridge so I can put my own stuff in there to get it cold.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you could, there was no room for your own stuff?
No.
Weird.
No. I could probably squeeze a candy bar in there, but.
Yeah. And we didn't, did we ask to have it emptied or no?
We did not.
Or if they could bring a separate.
No, but what was funny is we didn't touch it because, you know, we could. The guy, the bellman was very thorough in explaining the room to us, and he explained the whole refrigerator mini bar thing. Mm-hmm. And so after he told us that, you know, you take something out, it's going to charge you, we didn't touch it. And oddly enough, we got charged for a couple of things. We got charged like $13, $14.
Did you get a refund?
Yeah, we did.
Interesting.
Yeah, we said, you know, we didn't take anything out of there.
Yeah, I would have been upset.
Go take your inventory.
Yeah, but the room was very nice.
Oh, it's awesome.
The room's very nice. And it's like a little Italian city right there on the coast.
The theming is wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it.
And they had a big event going on one night right outside. It was really pretty.
Oh, that was the music.
I saw those pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, it was music appreciation or teachers or something.
Yeah, it was like teachers, I thought.
Yeah, it was very pretty.
You've Instagrammed it. Yeah. See, if you followed the Instagram, Lisa, that's where your whole life is, on Instagram.
I don't know how. I don't want to know how.
You consider yourself lucky.
I know. I'm barely functioning through Facebook.
I get it. I totally. You're doing better on Facebook, though.
I am. I'm checking things out. But, you know, I'm a part of a couple of, or I'm, I guess, a part of a couple of different pages that are work related, and there's actually good information out there. So,
yeah.
Good communication, questions, answers.
Your cat likes
playing,
me.
Yeah. Cat's playing with the microphone again, so it's thumping.
She's very snuffly, too.
Poor thing.
How old is this cat?
Because the listeners want to know.
Yes. A lot of your listeners are cat fans. I know this because I talk to them.
She's 13.
They're my people. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is. So, okay, so that covers Universal. When you were down in Orlando, you also got to do the Summer Spectacular. How did that go?
Okay, so when I was in Orlando, I did the Frozen Summer Spectacular. And if you don't know, that's basically, it's available to everyone who's in Hollywood Studios. It's fireworks at night with a little Anna and Elsa show.
Nice.
They also have Olaf on a TV screen. He's not on stage. But Anna and Elsa
is it
are
like,
on stage.
I'm sorry. Is it like a crush thing where he interacts, or does he just kind of...
No, no. And I have to say... I don't understand why, but the Annas look very much like Anna, but the Elsas do not.
The Elsas, the hair just isn't that great.
It's just, and they don't sing, obviously. Like they, like when they do the Let It Go song, they obviously don't sing that because, of course, who can sing those notes, right?
Steve can. Go ahead, Steve.
Really?
No,
come on.
It's okay.
Show me.
Yeah, so yeah, keep going.
Okay. So anyway, Frozen Summer Spectacular is basically... it's going to go, it started the 5th of July and it goes through, I think, the 1st of September, and it's fireworks at night. It's a little parade at 11 o'clock in Hollywood Studios. There's a sing-along. There's about 5 different shows during the day that you can join the sing-along, and it was super cute. I'll get to that in a second. And, there's treats all over the park. So you have, you know, cupcakes and cake pops and cookies and all kinds of things. Tons of merchandise. There's actually, you know, the soundstage that's right next to the Pixar Place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Toy Story Midway Mania. There's actually, there's Wandering Oaken's Trading Post, which is basically, if you went to Star Wars Weekend, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They had a ton of merchandise there for Star Wars Weekend, and now they've got the merchandise out for Frozen. So if your kids, I should have asked you if you wanted anything for the kids, but we can check it out in August.
Okay.
So they have tons of Frozen merchandise that you haven't seen anywhere else. And next door to that, they have this little room where you can ice skate. You can watch skaters skate. You can rent skates. And you can build a snowman.
Really?
Yeah. And that was so awesome because, of course, my kids are in North Carolina. They don't know snow. And so they thought that was amazing. You could buy drinks and stuff that were sort of themed according to the movie. And the whole time I'm thinking, Bob would hate this. Because it's merchandising, but you know what? It's perfect. It's really, really smart. Like the sing-along was adorable. We had the premium package. And if you know me, you know that I don't sell any upgraded stuff ever. Like when my clients say, I want to go to Bibby Bobby Boutique, I'm like, why would you spend that kind of money on that?
Or if you're going to go, buy a dress at Walmart before you go and then just get the hair done.
Even better, save the $70, put some sprinkles in her hair and tell her she's at Disney and she doesn't need any of that extra stuff. That's what I tell people. I'm like, why would you waste your money on that? Anyway.
Okay, so, you are telling someone who's done it and wasted their money on it.
I've done it too.
Actually, you have too. You did Pirates League.
I did Bibbidi Bobbidi for Sophie one time, and she actually asked to do it again, and I was like, no, I don't think so.
Tell them they're booked.
Exactly. So anyway,
You're a rotten mommy.
I'm a terrible mother. But with the Frozen Premium Package, I think I redeemed myself, because what you do is it's about $60 per person, and they're all sold out. So I'm sorry. I shouldn't be talking about this right now. But if you're going to do it.
If you have tickets.
It's priority seating for the little parade, and it's very good seating. It's priority seating for fireworks, plus you get to, you know, schedule and have priority seating for the sing-along. And then it's a dessert party. And the dessert party technically goes from 8:30 till 10. So we showed up at about 8:45, but it was raining. So they had moved it over to the soundstage over at, what is it called? Playhouse Disney.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And they had tons of food. They had music for the kids and, you know, dancing and crazy stuff. And it was super fun. Tons and tons of food. The only downside to it was... they moved everyone outside and they took all the food away. Whereas if it was out where it was supposed to be outdoors, you would have had access to food right up until when the fireworks started. Oh, by the way, you get a free Mickey bar and all kinds of frozen stuff in the morning at the priority viewing for the parade. It kind of is worth it, to be honest.
So if you didn't get the premium, what would you have?
Without the premium package, you can still do everything except the dessert party.
Okay.
And
what's the cost difference?
$60. Because it's a ticket. With your ticket, you can go in and do everything.
Okay.
So I thought it was totally worth the $60, though.
So the $60 just got you the priority stuff and then the dessert party.
It was worth it. And you know me.
You've got times four people.
I had
Jared, you probably
too.
Had a couple extras.
I had six of us, yeah. So
holy cow. That's a lot of dessert. $240 worth of dessert. And
more than that. Because I had six people at $60 a piece.
You had six people.
I didn't even add it up. Thanks for telling me.
$360. Did you get enough cupcakes?
I think so. You know what?
How can you say that's worth it?
It was totally worth it because I had priority seating for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I had Mickey bars more than you could ever eat. I get it. And all the cupcakes. And then I didn't have any dessert because I wasn't really that hungry, but the kids enjoyed it, and the kids, you know, were dancing and having fun, and Kevin liked it, and it was totally worth it. The best.
You can't put a price on, you know. I can, but
and you know, at least I would rather take that money and put it into shoes. You know me. So
although if you look at it as one pair of shoes, it's not so bad.
No,
for you. For me, that's like a lifetime of shoes.
No, it's not. We're going to change that.
Gosh.
No, in all seriousness, I don't believe in doing deluxe dining unless you really, really know what you're doing.
Signatures.
I don't believe in all these upgrades like Bibbidi Bobbidi and things like that. I thought this was very, very smart. And it was just nice to have that priority seating for the little parade. It's very short. And of course, we had tons of rain. So, I mean, that was a disaster anyway. But the sing-along was super fun.
So where's the sing-along at?
Okay, the sing-along is...
Is it over by Beauty and the Beast?
No, it's in that theater that's... it's next to the... Gosh. Okay, I can't tell you where it is. It's by Streets of America. It's a big theater. I had never been in there. And so if you have priority seating, you get to get in first and sit in the front. And it's basically they have two people come out and they were like, I think it was the same girl and guy who do the Star Wars weekends. What is it? Hyperspace Hoopla. You know how funny they are? They're like totally crazy and kitschy. I put some of the video up on Mouse Chat, by the way. But anyway, so they tell these jokes and they make fun of each other and then they tell the story and then Anna comes out and sings and then Kristoff comes out and, you know, it's just super cute. They show clips from the movie. And then, of course, at the end, whoosh, whoosh, Elsa comes out and does her thing. And and of course, and so the kids are singing, like, my twin sang the entire thing. Like, I love the fact that Thomas is a guy and, you know, he still sings all that music.
That's cool.
It's adorable. He's only 7. Next year, he'll be like probably too embarrassed. But
Mom.
I thought it was worth it. And I think even if you don't have that package, go to the studios this summer if you can. Check it all out. Go to the sing-along. Go to the fireworks. People tell me they're the best fireworks that they've seen. However, I really can't tell the difference. It's all exploding stuff to me. So they do play the music from the movie, though,
okay,
during the fireworks.
Neat. All right. I wanted to go over a couple more things on your trip just to find out, you know, how these different aspects went. You stayed at Saratoga Springs again. And
yes.
So this time it had a different effect on you. Different.
Yes. So I liked it. I have a couple caveats. First of all, the first time I stayed at Saratoga Springs was in February, and I was all by myself in a studio, and it was spooky. And I didn't, it was.
They gave you the haunted studio.
Right. I mean, there was something banging in the closet, or maybe it was the furnace. I don't know, but whatever it was not good. So
my kids are not allowed to hang out with you.
I know, right? You're not the first person who said that to me. Anyway, so I didn't care for it, but I didn't really see any of it. So this time we got a really great deal over at Saratoga Springs on a 2-bedroom, and there were 6 of us because we brought an
extra
kid.
Did you do cash or did you do DBC?
I did cash. Did a travel agent rate.
Okay.
But even with a TA, with a annual pass discount, I thought was pretty good too over there. Those rooms are not expensive,
no,
comparatively speaking.
Well, it seems to be one of the less popular resorts, so I do think you get better pricing and you can get great accommodations.
And there's always availability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have something to say about that, actually. Okay, so.
You have something to say about
a
lot of things.
First of all, the pool. They redid the pool, and the pool is beyond awesome. It's really, really nice. Artist Palette, the little quick service over there.
Yeah.
Very nice. The room was immaculate. It was super, super clean. It was probably the first DVC I've ever walked into that I didn't have any issues with. Except all of our plugs. You know how you go into like the old resorts like Beach Club and Boardwalk and your plugs, like half of them don't work?
Yes.
That was one issue we had.
Ooh.
Yeah, I hate that. Because, you know, I'm like heating up, you know, hot irons and flat irons and blow dryers and hot rollers.
You get things in every corner.
I do. Plus some charging phones. It was not good.
Yeah.
But the room itself was immaculate. We had great housekeeping. The grounds are really, really clean. Here are my caveats.
Mm-hmm.
One, don't get stuck next to the people who stay next to us. Now, my husband's Chinese American and he eats some freaky food and he grew up eating some, you know, different kind of food. And he walks out of the bathroom one day and he said, "Are the people next door making chitlins? Because it smells really bad coming from over there every night." I swear to you. Do you know, have you ever had chitlins?
I have not.
Have you ever smelled them when they're being? How can you live in Florida your whole life and not have chitlins?
I don't even know what they are.
They're like, do you know what chitlins are?
Mm-mm.
Chitlins are like.
Go out late at night and catch them in a pillowcase?
No. Chitlins are pig intestines.
Ugh.
And to cook them, to prepare them, you actually have to clean them with like a bleach water mixture. And then they're like Southern, like old South kind of food. And people eat them in Florida.
Ugh.
And they smell bad. They're just the worst thing ever. You got to douse them with hot sauce. They're disgusting. I've personally never eaten them because I have some standards. Anyway, but when you cook them, they smell really bad. And that's what the people, it smelled like they were cooking every day. Those people were cooking the most elaborate meals next door. So like we would go into our bathroom because our bathroom was right on the other side of their kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick.
Ew.
Awful chitlins. Come on, I would like somebody to come to the Facebook page and tell me that they know what chitlins are. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway. Come on, my husband knows what chitlins are. Seriously. Anyway. That was one of my issues, but I would imagine cooking anything would just be very, it was some strong food, whatever it was, but I think the kitchen smells coming into our bedroom, bathroom were not good.
Huh.
The location's terrible. It's awful.
I mean, the location of the resort?
The location of the resort is terrible. First of all, it's a massive resort. And it's not just a massive resort like Port Orleans Riverside.
Yeah.
It's a massive resort with a golf course in the middle of it. So you're literally, like, it's huge.
Yeah.
There are 5 internal bus stops.
Ugh.
So, but the...
So it's just a massive resort overall.
It's massive. It's massive. And here's the other issue. So the location is terrible. Anytime you stay near downtown Disney, you're going to deal with a lot of traffic.
There's a ton of traffic.
No matter how you go.
Oh, that is a bad thing to deal with.
But the other issue is that every single resort bus comes past Saratoga Springs. And so you're constantly getting behind 3 resort buses going 25 miles per hour. So it's just a mess. And there's golf carts all over the resort, of course, because that's how cast members get around because it's so massive. I think it's very car dependent with 5 bus stops.
Yeah.
I think you have to have a car there. So I would say get a car. Don't go out the front way. Go the back way. I would say it's a very car dependent resort. So I wouldn't stay there without a car. Because I know Lauren is actually thinking of staying there in December with her daughters. And we talked several times. I would be out walking in the morning and I'd call her. And I would be like, this is crazy. It's huge. On the other hand, it's a beautiful resort to walk. If you exercise, those trails are fantastic to run on. I didn't run on them. I walked them. But yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, and you can get over to the tree houses and all through there.
Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I mean, I would give it, on a scale from 1 to 10, I would give it an 8. Although I will say one thing, and I said this to Lauren yesterday, I never thought there would be a resort that I thought was less convenient than Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do. So
yeah, it's not in a good spot, and I don't like the theming.
There is no theming.
I know, that's why I don't like it.
I walked through the room over and over looking for one Mickey head. I could not find one, and the kids were like, where's the Mickey stuff in the carpet? Like, I don't. No.
So that's when you got your magic marker out.
I know, right? Seriously. But I
look in the corner.
It.
There's a hidden Mickey.
And I think it's always nice when you get a different experience with something and you're like, okay, this is good. It's really good.
Yeah. That's nice. So,
oh, can I talk about something else about FastPass Plus?
Sure.
So we had all talked about how you can, you know, you choose your 3 FastPasses, of course, and once they're done, you go ahead and get a new FastPass. You're going to fall asleep, Army, aren't
Correct.
You?
No, I'm listening to the fast passes.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Stop it. Either that, he was looking kind of tired.
What?
Anyway, okay, so we all talked about how, you know, you could get your 3 and then you could get your extra one. But we had not done it, so I finally did it. Kevin and I went to California Grill, and then afterward we went to the parks and used a fast pass.
Mm-hmm.
It works. Unfortunately, well, I mean, because
wow.
I had
that
thought,
was such an exciting story.
Well, I know it was exciting, but you know what? The thing is, I didn't think it would work. And there were probably like 8 to 10 things that I could choose from. Obviously, I couldn't meet Anna and Elsa if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I can't go on 7 Dwarfs. That was down a lot, by the way. Mm. And, you know, but everything else was available. Space Mountain, Big Thunder, all the things that you would kind of want to do were available.
Huh.
So
get
your 3 fast passes earlier in the day and come back. Here's the bad thing about that. Those lines are like 20 minutes long and you can only get one at a time.
The fast pass lines?
Once you get, and somebody, Lauren said that she was told that you can actually get those fast passes on your phone.
That's what they were telling us when we were there last time.
Yes, but here's the problem with that. None of us could get our Wi-Fi to work in the park. None of us. We'd have to turn the Wi-Fi off and try to use cellular, and we still couldn't get it to work either way. And then we ran into Mitch and Marla, who are, of course, we love. And they couldn't get theirs to work either. And Mitch was like, I've been waiting 24 hours to make this dining reservation. I can't get on my phone. I can't make it work. So, you know, ideally you could do this on your phone, but you really can't, which is probably why those fast pass lines are so long.
Yeah.
Mm. And they'll only let you do one and then you gotta go back. Ugh.
But I didn't think the crowds were bad. Oh, something else I loved.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or I thought was interesting. You know how we always think we're going to have issues with Brazilians because for years and years and years, everyone has talked about the Brazilians being crazy in the parks in July, blah, 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 tour groups. We went last year and I never really noticed that there were any issues with the Brazilians, but I thought this year it was very interesting. They had liaisons all over the park. They were people with these, they would have, I think they were yellow shirts on with little Brazilian flags. So they would have someone, you know, I don't know, I guess to just they're interact with.
A Disney person or a...
They were Disney people.
Oh, no.
They were everywhere, Lisa. You couldn't turn around without seeing a guy with a bright yellow shirt on with his little Brazilian flag on it.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know why that's there, but I guess...
You know, they bring the business in, and right. if they need help, they merit the help.
Well, do they escort them around? Or are they just...
No, they're just there milling about. And oh. I would see them go up to groups and talk to them and stuff. I didn't see any unruly groups. We were on Soarin', and some of them started chanting, and then they immediately stopped. And I was like, thank God, because Soarin' is too awesome for chanting. That was it.
Mm.
And it was just basically groups of kids, you know?
Yeah. It's those, you know, 13 to 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, one more thing I want to ask you about.
Okay, I'm ready. You look serious.
Uh-oh.
It's not serious. It's like everything else.
Okay.
California Grill.
I went to California Grill.
Big shocker.
It was good.
Gee, that's not one of your favorite restaurants, is it?
Kind of is,
did you try
yeah.
something new, or did you have the same?
I had the same thing.
Not everyone knows. What'd you have?
Okay, I love the pork two ways. Yeah. Is it the pork two ways? Yeah. I can never remember. I had the pork two ways. It was delicious. And the fritters, of course. And then I had the salad, the farmer salad, which is pretty darn good.
You're so funny.
I know.
Can you name two other things on the menu?
Kevin had the paella. Paella, I can't say it.
Yeah.
And which is funny because I was just talking about Brazilians. And isn't that Portuguese? Yes, it is Portuguese. I don't know. I have no idea. I know nothing. It was really good. It was
very rich. About pork two ways.
I do. Okay. I'm not going to get it again. Will we go next time?
Oh.
I'm totally not. I'm over the pork.
I will let you know if she gets the pork two ways again.
Well, I told my husband how you asked me for a bite of my lacquered pork belly and how I was like, sure. And then I never gave you any. And he's like, you didn't give her any. That's really rude after you told her you were going to. And I'm like, well, you know, she wasn't.
She didn't hound me.
Exactly. You did not hound me. So, I wasn't hungry. It was too hot to be hungry. So.
That doesn't happen.
I know. I shared my dessert with Kevin.
Your fritters.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had five fritters.
The ones that caused a couple people to get...
Loose fingers.
Well, I was thinking a couple of ER visits.
Yeah. No, I shared them. I split them in half. And the guy brought us a huge vat of...
The caramel.
Salt caramel. We had a really good waiter. His name was Billy. So...
Okay.
One thing I do want to tell you, if you have tables in Wonderland... The new policy is that you have to use the credit card and your ID all have to match the name on Tables in Wonderland. Having said that, every single person skirted the rules for us. So I don't know if that's going to be
enforced. Well, as long as you have it, you can pay for up to, what, 8 or 10 people in the group,
yes.
right?
Yes.
How many is it? 8?
I think it's 8.
Okay. I think it's 8.
So Tables in Wonderland is still a good deal. I mean, there were definitely places where I was like, you know, this is totally made it worth it. Although I will also say we ate at Ale House twice.
Did you?
Yes, ma'am. It was really good and cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you get the bill at Ale House after spending a couple days at Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're like, you know what? Have an appetizer, have a milkshake, have a dessert, whatever you want, have it.
I told Jared, okay, so we always bring this neighbor kid of ours and he can eat like a horse. He's 11 and 11-year-old boys eat constantly, right? So be glad you have girls. But anyway, Jared's like, can I have the full rack of ribs? And I was like, yes, you can.
Wow.
Did he eat them all?
Yes, he did. And then he ate most of Eric's pizza. So kid can eat. It's kind of entertaining. So
that's cool. Jared's awesome.
He is awesome. He's a good kid.
When does he go back home?
Tomorrow. I'm taking them back tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So yeah. So it was a good trip. Oh, we did talk about you. So, me and my husband, and then I also discussed with Lauren. So last year, remember how we went in July and we had a good time? But I remember you said, I'm never going in July again because of the rain really keeps me from doing anything and et cetera, et cetera.
And the crowds.
Yes. And I said, oh, I would go in July again. Whatever. Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's the crowds to me were not bad. I honestly think the fear of tour groups really decreases the crowds. I was able to get ADRs last minute, no problem.
ADRs are
dining reservations. Yes, advanced dining reservations. In my case, not so advanced.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think the crowds weren't bad at all. But the rain,
yeah,
the rain was terrible.
And it wasn't just a quick and then go away. It was
all stinking day.
Oh,
yeah. I was like this soggy mess. Like you'd start the day.
Didn't you have your umbrella? You bought an umbrella last time.
I had a universal umbrella.
Ooh. Okay.
Yes.
That works. That means that you didn't bring your Disney umbrella.
No, of course not, Lisa.
Do you just buy a new one every time you go?
No, I just am not the most organized person. I am not the most organized person when it comes to that. Comes to packing. You know what I did? I brought like 7 or 8 nice dresses, and then I had no decent casual clothing. So I was washing the same pair of pants every day.
At least you could.
I know, right? Because I had a washer, dryer, and DVC, which is awesome.
Yeah, that is so nice.
I love that.
We've got a trip coming up, and I'm really hoping that,
oh God,
you know, some of these places have washers and dryers, because we're bringing, well, I mean, we're packing as if we don't get to wash clothes.
Who cares? You're just going to be broken down on the side of the road anyway with a cracked engine.
You know what? You just.
Do you know what? Last night when my husband and I were driving back from Disney, I said to him, this is my prediction. The engine head cracks. And that is my prediction. I'm just saying. I have a feeling that's what's going to go.
Great.
So.
Thanks for the curse.
I'm not cursing you. I'm probably actually.
It's kind of like a break a leg.
Yeah. It's like a break a leg thing. We got to stop that
break
because
an engine.
He looks like he's going to die. He's so sleepy.
I'm a little sleepy
so
tonight.
Sleepy.
Oh, and he's got to start. Oh, tomorrow we don't have to get up too early.
Well, we're going to be there at 9:30.
We will be at Six Flags Over Georgia.
We got to leave. So we'll
I'm
kind of
confused
8.
As to why you didn't invite me.
You're
I don't want to go.
North Carolina.
I know. I don't want to go
that.
Anyway. What's that?
We knew you'd be in North Carolina.
Yeah, I don't want to go anyway. Yeah, sure. That's why. Yeah. I don't know. I have no desire to go to Six Flags because it's got scary rides and rednecks.
Okay, you can write to Chris W at.
Hey, I come from a redneck family. I can throw that a word around.
All right.
So
okay. Do we have anything else to cover on your trip?
No, just I would say go to Universal if you can spare the time and the money. It's very expensive. Yeah. The theming was really phenomenal.
Or you could plan a separate trip.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do, honest to goodness, is to go ahead and get a room. Get a room over at Universal. Yeah. You're going to get those express passes. The value of that is like $80,
$90. High to pay out of pocket for them.
So, what? But it's good business.
Yeah.
They get people to stay there that way.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be staying at Disney. And although, you know, the day I was there, I didn't need anything. I literally was able to just walk right on that train. The queue was ridiculously long, though. It's like you're going through a maze and there's nobody there. And you're like, I wonder if I could just go under those chains. But I didn't.
Mm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
There you go. You had to work off your butter.
Yeah, the hotels are nice. Hotels are very nice. And you get the express pass, which is front of the line access, and you get in an hour early to the Harry Potter piece. And then they also have a package that gives you, I think, breakfast, 2 different breakfasts at the different Harry Potter lands.
Mm. Is it 2 or 1?
I think it's 2 now.
They may have switched it. That's why I need to go get training.
3 broomsticks and then the leaky cauldron.
Yeah, they do. You're right. You win.
So you get breakfast at both of those in the package. So it's nice.
All right. Very good. Well, I'll go ahead and wrap up the show. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. And if you like our shows, go over to iTunes or you can go to mousechat.net. You can download our shows there. And if you've got any questions or comments for us, please write to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks for joining us. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.